The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa, welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora.
This is our 297th episode. It's Saturday the 21st of March, positively autumnal, and only 2 weeks away from Easter.
Oh,
I know.
I don't like early Easter.
Don't you?
No.
Why?
I don't know. It always catches me by surprise, I suppose.
It nicks up behind you.
Yes. How do you catch a unique rabbit?
You nick up behind it.
Yes, even though Easter buns have been in the stores for quite some time.
Mm.
About time I made some then, isn't it?
Mm. There's some in the freezer.
Yes. I'm well aware.
I spied them on...
Whatever day it was, you were looking for bread.
Yes.
Could have got them out and had one of those.
Could have. But didn't have time for it to thaw.
We might have them this weekend and then I can make some fresh ones.
Ah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Lots going on this weekend, and there's been lots going on for us in the past week and a bit. As you'll recall, last weekend we produced a Melbourne-themed show because that's where we were at that particular time. Back, though, into the grind and ready to pay for it. but still, as I say, lots going on. We'll talk about what we got up to, what we enjoyed, and what we're doing this weekend in these strange and troubled times where if you want to go somewhere expensive for a meal, a petrol station and a pie is probably the best place to go.
Yes, indeed.
Price per litre Friday morning was $3.30. There are predictions it could hit $4.
I heard $5 during the week, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's the first I've heard of that.
Yeah, but, unverified source. But, yeah, they were thinking that it would go up to $5 fairly quickly. So it does mean that those who provide public transport might be a bit busier, but also their expenses will be up too. So I hope... I hope the people in charge of public transport across the country are thinking about that.
Apart from the expense and the impact on everybody's budget and the inevitable impact on transport costs and therefore everything else, food, do you know what the worst thing is?
Tell me.
Smug look on the faces of people with EVs.
Yeah. Yeah, we were giving one of our fellow councillors a hard time about that.
If you own a Tesla, just wipe that smug look off your face, because let me take you back to Mr. Musk.
Yeah.
You've enabled him.
And all the instantaneous combustion episodes that they've had.
And while you're busy congratulating yourself on less of an environmental impact, go and have a look at the carbon footprint of the materials.
Oh, now, it's still not producing greenhouse gas, is it?
Well, no.
Hmm.
But it's still not as good as
we did suggest to Councillor Rodway that he could be our council public transport vehicle.
Run around and pick everybody up.
Yeah. It'll take him a couple of days, but you know.
Do your mileage rates change if you're on a EV?
Yes. In fact, they've only. Have they introduced that yet?
Don't know.
Because originally, that's why some road users, especially diesel users, were getting grumpy because. The electric cars weren't paying road user taxes.
Mm. Which they should do.
And I think, from memory, there was a proposal to do that. I'm assuming that's come in, actually.
Yeah, it should have. I mean, it's easy enough to introduce because you're just carbon copying what's there for diesel. Ah, pun not intended.
Not,
Not Cabin Courier.
Interesting first piece of music you've chosen for this week.
Yes.
Why has that popped into your playlist?
Because when we were away last week, I think I said to you at one point, the background music in the stores in Melbourne is way better than what we get at home.
Mm-hmm. I did see you tap Shazam one lunchtime.
Yes, I Shazammed quite a lot, actually. So I've got a list of things that I heard that I thought, oh, that's quite cool. For shopping type purposes or whatever. Browsing purposes, not shopping. Because actually, quite often if you're in a kind of trendy or funky store in New Zealand, the music's really full on and really quite loud. And I, maybe in my old age, find it annoying. But the soundtracks to our browsing in Melbourne were much more suitable, I thought. So I picked one of those. I nearly chose Ella Fitzgerald because actually when we were in Christchurch at that accidental bar that we found.
Oh, yes. Vesuvius.
Yes. They were kind of a jazz bar and they had really old school original jazz stuff on, and I nearly picked one of those, but it was a wee bit... wasn't how I was feeling at the time.
Right.
So this is one of the songs that we heard while we were browsing the retail opportunities in Melbourne. Turns out they're both Americans. High Res, now that I've done some looking into him, because I'd never heard of him before, established his own... He used to rap. He was driving taxis and used to rap to his passengers. Made the most of social media promotion, worked really hard at that. But his rap stuff is a bit more socially conscious and a bit more, less about how you look and how you might spend your Saturday nights, right? Or Friday nights, or Monday nights, whatever night it is you do those things. So it's quite interesting, and this is quite a positive kind of a thing. It's called Someday, and it's by High Res and Jordan Mayer.
Turn my life.
You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Radio South and 96.4 FM. Also available as a podcast on accessmedia.nz, an app if you're an Android user that you can download from Google Play, or it's on Apple Podcasts, or you can get it on Friday nights at 8 p.m. on our very own Facebook page, The Fluffy Slipper Lounge, and stay tuned for a special poll that you'll be able to participate in. We need your input, and it's all to do with television advertising.
Yes, you need to settle a dispute.
Yes. Well, it's not much of a dispute.
No, it's just, not really.
It's a curiosity.
Let's play that up. Anyway.
Yeah. So that was Hi Rez and Jordan Meyer and Someday, which is really nice. It's a very interesting video that goes along to that particular tune
as well.
Yes,
indeed.
Musical Taste of Asia is ahead, featuring one of the artists we saw at the Hello Melbourne K-pop festival that we attended while we were away. And of course we will be checking out some unusual browsing history when we glance into Lyndall's real world. Saturday today, the 21st, the Multicultural Food Festival is on at ILT Stadium Southland. If you're catching this show on Saturday as it's broadcast, it started an hour ago. But don't worry, because it goes through till 4. 10 till 4 at Stadium Southland. A whole lot. I think there's some 90 different food stalls and a stack of entertainment, international entertainment, song and dance that'll be going on throughout the day. And I'll be down there doing the MC thing and perusing the assorted foodstuffs what on display. Also at ILT Stadium Southland, coming up on the 2nd of April, which is about a fortnight away. That's the Thursday night, I think, before Good Friday.
Oh, goodness.
I know. Blind Spot.
Ah.
Live show.
Nice.
Yeah. I was talking to our friend Tom, who I think is doing the sound for one of the opening acts. Can't remember what they are, but I know there's a few people who are quite excited about Blind Spot coming to town. They got back together for a limited concert. It becomes a blur now. I think it was late last year, and then they started a nationwide tour this year. And so I thought I'd play a piece of music by Blind Spot. This one goes back just a couple of years, and it's a bit different to, you know, the better known songs like Flex, for example, but it's quite nice. I hope you enjoy it. This is Coming Home. Mark it on your calendar. April 2nd, ALT Stadium Southland, your chance to see Blind Spot live in concert here in Invercargill. And that was Blind Spot with Coming Home. You're listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Radio Southland. So much going on this weekend. We were talking about the Multicultural Food Festival before, which is my gig for the day. Also happening today and underway as we speak is the Placemakers Southern Scooter Challenge and supporting the Grey Street Project, which of course is something you're involved with. 50cc scooters going all the way from Teretonga to Tayano, 194 k's. Fortunately, the weather forecast is sparkling.
Yes, thankfully, because they're going around the coast. So could have been really untidy.
And probably cheaper for scooters to get to Tiana.
Well, true that. Slightly more uncomfortable, but cheaper.
Yeah, than anything else at the moment. So apart from being on the group that's benefiting from it, your involvement in the Scooter Challenge has been as a supporter?
Yeah. I helped at the very beginning in negotiations with placemakers. It's a big event, and anybody who's done event management knows how complicated it is. And those who are doing it for the first time are discovering how complicated it actually is. But, yeah, there's been great support. We've got our youth ambassadors involved. They helped out with the town run last week. And, well, I haven't seen any social media on any of that. So the youth ambassadors involved, the mayor, the Southland District Mayor, the Invercargill City Council Mayor participated last week. Got lots of they're oversubscribed to their original participation numbers limit, but they've opened things up a bit more because people were really keen to do a different route this time, because normally they go to Queenstown. People like Rogers Yamaha have been promoting on social media, so lots of really good support. And
I see Nick Hamlin's doing it as well.
And sponsorship of the riders means that some of that money will help the Grey Street Project, of course. Big gathering at the end at Tiano with raffles and prizes and auctions and stuff. So if you're out and about around the coastal route, give them a toot and a wave. If you're in Tiano, I'll pop down and see them arrive. I think it's kind of mid-afternoon, but check out the Facebook page and you'll probably get some updates. So go you guys. We always talked about doing it, actually, didn't we, back in the early days? But this time, just not manageable for us, but maybe next time.
As you mentioned, didn't see much of the social media on the scooter run in town last Friday, but we were offshore at the time. Many great things as we reflect back to this time last week in Melbourne. We were there for a couple of concerts. A concert, a festival, and ended up catching a show as
a musical,
well.
Musical, yep.
The concert was 1OK Rock on the Margaret Court Arena down at the Australian Open Tennis Complex, which is an amazing place.
It's called Melbourne Park officially.
It is, you're quite right. Yes. As opposed to Albert Park, which is next door.
Dangerously close but empty.
Yeah, well, being cleared a few days after the hosting of the Grand Prix there. But, of course, we've looked at the tennis for a number of years, so it was kind of nice to be in that space.
Yeah, Margaret Court's a great space. Actually,
I thought it was going to be a bit on the small side, but actually, no.
Well, considering how much room the stage will have taken up, right?
Yeah.
A really good, really good venue. I was really impressed, actually, in the viewing, easy and uncomplicated and easy, you know, you could see the whole thing.
1OK Rock. Wow. Yeah. What a show.
G'day.
I'm trying to remember the name of the group that were opening for them.
Stand Atlantic.
Yeah, they were okay.
They were good too, actually, better than I expected.
But 1OK Rock blew me away. they were brilliant. I really, really enjoyed the show, their energy, their music, the amazing massive stage graphics that they are able to use these days. It was beyond a concert experience. It was really fun. It was a great night. I was utterly fizzing.
Yeah, it was heaps of fun, actually. And, you know, it was easy to get to. We just walked down and back.
Yep.
It was a little bit chilly in the evening.
Oh, but, slightly fresh, yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, gosh, they're good. For a man who's sung like that for, you know, 20 years, he clearly has good...
He's got a good voice.
..technique, because otherwise he'd have ruined his voice by now, but... he's a little man, but he makes a lot of noise.
I like the bass player.
Yeah.
He's a rock star.
Yeah, I think he's the one that was married to, is married to, oh, now that I've said that.
The lady with the thing.
The lady with, whose brother is a musician.
Oh, God.
Oh, American.
Right.
Surfy, skateboardy dude. It'll come to me. Anyway, the really tight unit, of course, and the drummer's hilarious. He's fantastic. And
musically, all of them, very, very competent.
Oh, absolutely. Really professional, of course. They've been at it for a long time, but they were pretty fizzing to be in this part of the world, actually. They'd never been as the headline act to Australia before. So I've been following their socials since then and got excited when they... showed the videos and stuff of the Melbourne concert, because I'm like, oh, we're sitting over there. We're in there somewhere. Good, great night. I'm really pleased that we managed to get tickets. I'm really glad we weren't in the mosh pit, though, because it was pretty packed.
Full.
But respectful, and not like being in the mosh pit at Foo Fighters.
No.
But you know, people left their clothes on for a start. As gravity enhanced as I am, it's always pretty challenging being in a mosh pit.
So the next day was the Friday, which was really cool. So it was a beautiful day. We caught a bus up to Lygon Street, the Italian sector. We had espresso and...
Cannelloni.
Don't forget the cannelloni. And some shopping. And continued to amble and ended up having a very nice Italian lunch. Carbilicious. Carbonara. Fresh pasta.
Fresh pasta carbonara.
And then had to head back into town because we had managed to acquire tickets to the penultimate performance of MJ, the musical. That's the story of the life of Michael Jackson from the beginning of the Jackson 5 up into and including the launch of the Dangerous Tour. Great source material anyway with the music they had to choose from, but it was a very, very good show.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Apart from the difficulties of viewing in the first half, which made it a little bit uncomfortable, but look, I'm really pleased. I had thought originally that we, somewhat like last time we'd been to Melbourne quite some time ago, we might score some, you know, last-minute cheap tickets like you can in London and New York, but they were pretty much sold out right to their end performance, which was that Friday night. So we had to pay full noise for the tickets, but we managed to get two together on the Friday afternoon. That was all we could get. I'm really glad we went. It's a really interesting experience. It's a nice theatre. Wasn't flawless, but
gosh, it was very good.
Gosh, a very unique individual and difficult to recreate him in a believable way, which they did.
Mm-hmm. Friday night, we made our way over to the South Bank, and finally, after years of looking at it on Instagram and finding out from Ludlow the youngest what it was like, we made it to Ludlow Bar, which is a restaurant and bar, as I say, on the South Bank. Their food has always looked nice. Ludlow the youngest went there and it was very expensive. And was right.
Yes. Everything in Australia was expensive, actually.
$150 steak. Didn't have that.
No.
Did have a beautiful moment, though.
Thought of Tom, though.
Because you'd made a reservation online. And
which I'd laughed at. because it was funny filling in the name.
Yep. And then we went up and got a reservation. Yes, Ludlow. This is Lyndall. And then, no, under what name? Well, Ludlow.
That is the name.
Sorry.
Oh, I missed that. Said the Irish, whatever he was.
Actually, the waitress we had was Irish too, wasn't she?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Hmm. It was okay.
Yeah, the food was pretty standard pub fare, actually. I was surprised. I was expecting not that kind of thing. But the cocktail was really good.
Yes.
I had a Japanese Ugg boot, which is mildly amusing on many fronts. I have photos of it for the Fluffy Slipper Lounge page, actually, because it's a kind of slipper. But it was really nice. It was like vodka, lemon, melon liqueur, cucumber, and something else.
I had something hot, bubbly. Some sort of hot mojito or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was quite a nice night. They were pretty efficient, though. We'd pretty much, we're done in an hour. Kind of lingered around and surveyed the dessert menu, but couldn't really fit that into the wallet, or out of the wallet, actually. So, although the desserts were quite good offerings for a change. So they were pretty efficient, but the pilgrimage is complete.
Then Saturday, lovely morning, we caught the tram out to St Kilda, had an amble and a lunch, and then a cake and coffee. And then...
it was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
we were looking in the window at one. There's about four or five cake/pastry shops in close proximity. We were looking in one that looked like it had been there forever, and a lady gave us a rundown on the fact that it's the one she goes to
For more than 50 years.
Yeah, she'd been coming there every week for blah, blah, blah. And so we asked her what she recommended, and she told us, and so we went in and got those.
And it was nice.
Yeah, it was.
Coffee wasn't.
No, coffee was too.
And neither were the dickheads at the table next door. An Aussie dad and his sons, and I think his sons were dying a death.
Teenage sons, so they were not really interested in the fact that their dad was calling one of the pigeons
Stumpy. Look, he's only got one foot. Look, it's Stumpy.
And then he started feeding Stumpy, which made me pretty angry.
Yeah, because Stumpy then brought his friends.
Yeah, anyway.
It's off.
Well, they're about the only people who were irritating each. Oh, true. Well, no, there's another lot, but we can maybe come back to them later.
Can we? Which ones?
Most of the young women who talked on public transport.
Oh, yeah.
Or in the people behind you.
The people who talk at their phone and have the other person on speaker instead of on their earbuds. I did suggest to some young woman as we got off a tram that we didn't need to hear both ends of the conversation. So Saturday after that, we were getting ready to head out to Flemington to the amazing race course. It's a massive facility.
Isn't it, though?
But
isn't it though? We'd seen it on flying in, hadn't we?
Yep. And holy heck, look at that.
But far out, there's a lot of money invested in that place.
I still remember that trip your dad did over there with his mates.
Oh, yes.
And
butt dialed me.
Yeah.
Had no idea he'd done it.
Yeah.
It was on for about 10 minutes.
Drained the credit on his phone.
Yeah.
But we were there for Hello Melbourne, which was essentially a K-pop festival. Four acts. One was on.
Six.
Were there six?
Yeah.
Oh, so we arrived for the back half of it.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
Thank you, Lyndall, for being patient.
Yes, well, we could have gone earlier if you wanted.
Yeah, no, I knew you would suffer.
And that I did. And by that I mean the standing up for long periods can be a bit of a challenge for me. But I had an enjoyable night. Musically, it's not really my cup of tea, but wow, the performances and the staging are mightily impressive.
Yeah.
As was the coffee at one of the coffee stands.
Yeah. That
was actually really nice.
Wasn't much food on offer. I was not as much surprised.
as I expected, to be fair. But that jam donut and the coffee.
Yeah, the jam donut was good.
Fresh.
It was warm.
Hot. Yeah. Unlike us afterwards, because as we record this particular episode, I'm wearing the $90 hoodie that I had to purchase because I was a bit cold.
Yeah.
I
was trying to encourage Darren to buy a slightly too small one
So you could repurpose it.
So that I could repurpose it, but they didn't have any small ones left. Yes. So damn it, he's got the XL. Hoodie and I haven't.
For you it would be like an hoodie, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we did discuss hoodies while we were buying them, actually.
So the three acts that we caught...
Yeah, they were the main draw cards.
Treasure? Treasure was the first group. Now, were they the seven-piece or the five-piece?
The young ones at the beginning.
Yeah, amazing.
We played them a couple of weeks ago.
Amazing dancing, and actually pretty good music.
Yeah.
But I once again was blown away by the staging, which apparently was used by Bad Bunny the previous weekend. So I heard somebody saying, one of the staff as we were on our way in. Really super impressive dance moves. Yeah, they were lip syncing, apart from the yo-yos, to a lot of it. Which didn't matter because you're there to see a performance.
Well, and you could hear them breathing, so it's not all lip syncing. I think some of the backing, the layers of backing are definitely, because they don't have a band. But yeah, anyway,
then
they were all right.
Then
too much talking.
The artist that we'll be playing very shortly, and we'll get to that in a moment, but the night finished with In Hyphen. I love the symbol they have for shortening it. E-N and a hyphen.
It's in hyphen.
I know, but it's because they've got it's not a hyphen.
no, but and it's a play on that, of course. It's the connector.
Their first time in Australia, which is ironic because one of the members is Australian, but left at an early age to go and work in the K-pop machine. And another member from Seattle, you were saying?
Yep, Jay's from Seattle.
Because they needed... in many cases, an interpreter for the periods of talking with the audience, which was really the only bugbear because, and I understood because you'd explained that each member is really their own brand and has their own fan base. And so each fan base will want to hear when they talk to the audience from their favourite member. And so they have to chew through all of them, which when you get to Enhypen was, you know, seven of them.
Six.
Oh, yes, because the lead singer... left just before the...
Yes, but just the day of the... or the day before the show, the company announced that they were going to rethink the arrangement and he was likely to come back.
But he didn't.
Oh, not for that. He was never going to be there for that.
And it was nice that the band were giving Jay a bit of a hard time about being an Aussie. G'day, mate. G'day, mate. Great show. They were, again, really good, but just those long talk pieces. If I was choosing musically between them and Treasure, I would go for In Hyphen.
good. As you should.
But before them, of course, was Taman. Now, what's Taman's background?
He's originally part of Shiny and Super M, out of the same... you know, stable. He's been around for a while now, actually. I want to say 2018, 2019, maybe, which is quite a long time in the universe of K-pop. 2014, actually, sorry. Even earlier than that.
Solo artist with six dancers.
Yeah, and because he's solo, he has company. But for me, this was the highlight. I was kind of not sure about... this, and I was really hacked off. When Treasure were nearly finished, we went to get something to eat, and because I thought they would have a break between, a bigger break between one and the other. And so missed a couple of his early first tracks, but he was outstanding. He was the...
That was not lip syncing.
No, heck no. He can really sing.
Yeah.
I mean, they all can, actually, but when you're...
when you're moving like that.
Dancing like that and hitting parts and, you know, it's pretty difficult.
You look very stylish too.
A lot of them do. He's very stylish actually. And he's one of TJ's favourites.
Mm-hmm.
So tried to get a decent photo of him. But, of course, we were late arriving and...
I've got one. I'll share it with you. Or should I just send it straight to her and go, nyeh, nyeh?
Reluctant to join the squish and the screaming.
Yep.
Even though the squish might have been a wee bit more fun if we'd been a bit further forward. But anyway, Taman by far was the highlight for me. And this particular song, also the highlight.
Interesting if we just back up for a second, because on the Thursday night at 1OK Rock, I felt like the odd person out. Age, gender. But at Hello Melbourne at the festival, not the odd one out, because there were lots of grey-haired middle-aged men who were there as well.
A lot of it was interesting.
With their daughters.
And mums with their daughters. Yep. And I warned you prior that there'd probably be a whole lot of middle-aged ladies screaming and yelling, and there were a bit. There was a bit of that. As far as logistics goes, I get, you know, a little bit thoughtful about the logistics of these things.
As an event organiser.
And also the getting to and from, because, of course, we didn't know our way around that particular part of Melbourne. But it was pretty easy. And getting home was, we were fortunate to get on, I think, the first train back into town.
Second one.
But, you know, and that kind of crowd is a bit more respectful.
Yeah.
And they're not there to be drunk and revolting and or just drunk or stoned or whatever. They're there
to enjoy them.
Yeah.
The music.
And so that's quite pleasant for a change.
So you've chosen a track by Taman. Why this particular one?
It's one of the first ones I listened to when I when I fell down the K-pop rabbit hole.
Yes, Alice.
Yeah. Alice, who the?
Where?
And it was a brilliant performance on the CD. So, especially for TJ, who couldn't make it, trying not to rub it in, but it just, you know, I did enjoy it. Move by Taman.
묘한 분위기에 취해 너를 놔버려도 돼 나를 벗어나지 못해 나른해진 이 순간 잘빛 쓴 머리가 헝클어질수록 아름다워 내버려둬 반듯한 자세가 흐트러진데도 괜찮은 날 똑바로 봐 Oh yeah 어두운 조명 아래 또 시작되는 move 우아한 손짓 은근한 눈빛 투명한 창가에 넌 비춰서 아른대는 move 묘한 그 느낌 아찔한 끌림 다 지워 시각에만 의존해 경이로운 눈빛으로 너만을 감상해 신경 쓴 화장이 더 번져갈수록 아름다워 내버려둬 단정한 셔츠가 구겨져 버려도 괜찮아 날 똑바로 봐 어두운 조명 아래 또 시작되는 move 우아한 손짓 은근한 눈빛 투명한 창가에 넌 비춰서 아른대는 move 묘한 그 느낌 아찔한 끌림 어떤 문장도 너를 모두 담아낼 순 없겠지 우린 이대로 완벽할 테니 걱정 따윈 버려 그대로 그대로 repeat 그대로 repeat 그대로 repeat 그대로 repeat
Taman and Move. And Taman, of course, one of the acts that we caught at Hello Melbourne, the K-pop festival we attended last weekend. Nice time in Melbourne. We were staying at a hotel in Chinatown, which was a great location, and had a fabulous suggestion when we finally checked in from the young man at reception. We needed to find good coffee. He said, well, this is the place that I go, but actually if you go up around the corner, there's another place, which turned out to be a coffee shop called Pellegrini's, which was where the first espresso machine imported into Melbourne had been located. And fair to say that we found it, and the coffee was very good.
Yes, so good that we went there every morning.
And so if there's a coffee festival on there next weekend. Which would be amazing. If you're going to Melbourne and you want to get a good coffee, check out Pellegrini's.
Apparently Burke Street.
Food's good too.
Yeah, food looked good.
A friend of mine, their pasta apparently is very good. It was too early for pasta in the morning, but
we weren't the only ones there, naturally.
No.
It was very popular.
And the guys who served us during the week, outstanding service.
Yeah.
The young woman who was on the Saturday morning when we went there.
The system wasn't quite as efficient.
No.
But he's clearly been doing it since he was like in a baby, fortunately, and her, a baby walker.
Her coffee-making ability was fine.
Yeah, but interestingly, we both noted that they use Vittorio beans.
Yeah.
When we were inside on the Saturday, I think, we noticed that it was a
different blend of Vittorio.
Yeah, the particular blend that they use was something we've not seen here. So
it's in a blue packet as opposed to the traditional Vittorio dark blue, dark black brown.
Yeah.
Endorsed by Al Pacino, though, so you know.
And there's apparently I spotted it somewhere. Where were we? Oh, maybe in Lygon Street. Were we? A poster advertising the movie. Yes, because it was in the Forza Italia shop.
Yes.
Funny we went in there, isn't it?
Yes.
There's a movie about the Pellegrini's.
The history of the man.
Yeah, the man and the all.
So we've yet to sort that out. Yeah. After having noticed that up in Lygon Street the next day that we were in on that Saturday morning, I did notice they had the poster in the window at the coffee shop as well. So we will sort that out and check it out. Highlight for you, what was it?
Oh.
Do you want to come back to that?
Well, One OK Rock was fantastic.
Let's move on.
Yes.
What
was your highlight?
5 days with you.
Oh.
Uninterrupted.
Oh, thanks.
And exploring, you know.
I like being on holiday.
Yep.
I'm getting good at it now.
Got the old step count up.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Major disappointment was we trudged all the way down to the Docklands to go to this Fox Calm collection thing, and it was closed.
It's like, oh well.
It was a bit annoying because it was cold that day.
Yeah. There was something that had occurred to me, but now I made it vanish. The laneways.
Yeah.
I love the spaces. We did go to Hosier Lane, which is famous for its graffiti. We did find ACDC Lane, took a photo there, sent it to Millsy for his birthday.
Oh, and meatballs.
Yes, very nice meatballs.
We had a lot of food.
And in Hosier Lane, we'd gone looking for a mural that you'd seen on Instagram of Punch-kun, the baby Japanese
macaque monkey
at Ichikawa Zoo, but it was gone.
Yeah, it had only gone up like the day before or 2 days before, and it was so popular that they had somebody paint over it because it was causing issues.
Ah, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Because the Insta reels are full now that I've started watching a couple of Punch.
Punch is so cute.
So Punch is the little macaw. It sounds like a bird. who was abandoned by his mother.
Yeah.
And
the troop, actually, or whatever they're called.
And so they bought him from IKEA, a little stuffed orangutan, which he clings to adorably. And it's, you know, it's one of those tug on your heartstrings things. But as you progress through the videos, yeah, you find out that he is slowly being assimilated and has found some friends, which is nice.
Yeah, it's got a very. I have to say that the two zookeepers have also, monkey keepers, whatever they're called, have become quite popular themselves.
Yes.
It's typical.
Right.
Anywho.
Speaking of browsing.
Oh, yes.
Steve. Le. Le. Steve. Il est orange. Il a des bras.
And Le Poisson Steve, thank you, Sharman, did accompany us to Melbourne and
had a lovely time.
Kept finding himself in Lindell's champagne flutes.
Thankfully, they were empty for him.
Good of you to save him.
I did the community service of keeping it empty.
What have you been browsing?
Well, from the sublime to the ridiculous. Are you aware of Dana White, and the you're well aware of the UFC, of course.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So Dana White's the owner and blah, blah, blah of that, right? He has this...
The Vince McMahon of UFC.
He has this side hustle thing called Power Slap.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Have you seen this?
Yeah.
It's friggin' ridiculous. There's a whole league, and there's a... It started out as a reality show a few years ago, and now it's, I think the one that came into my feed originally was like Power Slap 18, so that, you know, there's quite a few of them. It's listed by the, I don't know, Connecticut Board of Sports or something as a proper, you know, it's acknowledged as a real combat sport. And essentially what you do is you get 60 seconds. It's like either side of an arm wrestling thing. And you get 60 seconds to slap your opponent in the face as hard as you can.
Once.
And there are rules about how the slap has to be. Like you can't lead with your the heel of your hand or anything. It's got to be a slap, and it's got to be above the chin and below the eyes. And
flat palm, not a closed fist.
Yeah, a slap. And you get 60 seconds to recover and then slap your opponent back, and it's kind of last man standing from what I understand.
Yeah, pretty much, because sometimes they get the slap and they're out.
Well, it's just ridiculous.
It's brutal. But you keep watching.
Well, I've watched this one reel, I don't know how many times, because this newcomer slaps his opponent so hard that the guy, because you're not supposed to flinch or anything, the guy falls forward, hits his head on the lectern thing, and then falls on the ground. It's like, that's it.
Two for one.
And this guy who wins that starts... Poncing around like he's, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or something. I don't know. It's just unbelievable. There's a whole league.
And men and women. Not men. There's two different leagues.
Yes. But it's just ridiculous.
Women are vicious.
And only in that particular country, I think. Although the Japanese probably do something similar, but not quite so brutal.
I could see it working in the UK.
Oh, yeah, well, so yeah, Power Slap has its own Instagram account, so if you want to see more ridiculous, brainless brutality, that's the place for you.
Yeah.
Power Slap.
So I find it very nice to watch after a meeting.
You imagine people's faces on the contestants. Yeah. It's a real combat sport, apparently, so, you know.
It is like watching a slow train crash.
If you haven't found your sporting... Nirvana, then that might be it.
So that's what's been going on. Power slapping.
In Lindell's
real world.
Not practicing at home.
Steve. Le. Le poisson Steve. Il est orange. Il a des bras. Et des jambes. Le poisson Steve.
So on the subject of browsing, if you do, after watching Power Slap, need to realign your emotions, then watch Punch the Monkey.
Yeah, Punch is so cute.
I did see an AI-generated one where punches orangutan when he turns his back, and of course he's being bullied by the other members of the troop, takes off and smacks the living daylights.
I saw one an AI-generated one where Punch escapes.
And goes into town.
Drags his orangutan off. I've stopped watching it because if you start watching the AI stuff, you get more of the AI
Yeah, don't feed the machine.
No.
Something coming up next weekend, because this weekend, as we've mentioned, there's the Multicultural Food Festival 10 till 4 at the stadium, and there's the Placemakers Scooter Run to Tiana, raising funds for the Grey Street Project. Next weekend, Repertory's 90th anniversary production, Night Must Fall, written by Emmalin Williams, runs on March 27th and 28th, and then from April 2nd through to the 4th, because they have to take a, you know, there's the whole interrupted by Easter thing in there. It's directed by Jason Fraser. The reason they chose that thriller is it was one of the shows that was done in Repertory's first year, 90 years ago. There's been a little bit of tweaking to the language that's had to have been done to make sure that people understand what's being said, because times do change. I remember watching that remake of the movie Psycho, and it was done shot for shot without changing the language, and the language from 1960s through to now had changed a lot. So they've got a gala night, Repertory, to celebrate their 90th on the 27th next week, and then the first production follows that. If you want to get online, Invercargill Repertory, .co.nz is their website. You can book on that, or you can find the link on Repertory Invercargill's Facebook page, Night Must Fall by Emmalin Williams. So we'll probably mention that again next week.
And so lots of new faces in that cast too, so that's good. Yeah. Well, newish faces.
Not necessarily all the usual.
Yeah, yeah.
Did an interesting interview with director Jason Fraser, which is on the Out Is Our Perception podcast, same places as you can get this if you want to go and seek that out. Right, time for us to go. But before we do, we've got one last piece of music to play, and I thought I'd go back to the 70s because I keep hearing parts of Terry T's The 70s Show and the songs that it's like, oh, God, that's great. And I went on a wee Brian Ferry kick for a couple of weeks. Just I'd heard a Brian Ferry song, and I thought, I'll just have a listen to Brian Ferry on Spotify. And I've chosen one from his third solo LP, which came out in 1976. I hope you enjoy it. It's Brian Ferry with Let's Stick Together. Have yourself a great weekend, and we will catch you back for the Fluffy Slipper Lounge next week.
Kaki day, don't be a dick.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.